from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a man is dead, a woman charged with hindering a fugitive after a standoff with police on Friday. Ocean County prosecutors say 35-year-old Maxwell Johnston shot himself in the head at a home in Toms River following a nearly seven-hour standoff. Authorities say Johnston was wanted for the murder of a young mother, 25-year-old Gabriella Caraleo, in Manchester on June 27th. Investigators found he was hiding for 4 days at a woman's home on Ravenswood Drive. 29-year-old Elizabeth Mascarelli of Seaside Heights has been charged. She was, however, hospitalized for injuries suffered during the standoff. The state is offering another round of funding for expanding or creating full-day preschool programs in New Jersey.
From now through mid-August, districts can apply for a share of $20 million to expand or create a high-quality preschool program in the upcoming school year. High-quality preschool entails full day for 3 and 4-year-olds with a certified teacher, an aide, and a curriculum aligned with state preschool teaching and learning standards. Since 2018, another 211 school districts have begun to offer such full-day pre-K. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
State Forest Service officials say the so-called Tea Time Hill Fire that has been burning in Wharton State Forest in Burlington County was started by fireworks and is now more than 75% contained. Fire crews continue to battle the blaze, which broke on Friday morning, has charred more than 4,000 acres. Fire Service officials say the Batona campground was evacuated and a hunting club and one residential structure were threatened. No injuries have been reported. It is the largest forest fire in the state in 2024 so far. Nobody really knows why stillbirths occur, but New Jersey has the sixth highest stillbirth rate in the U.S. Anne Ruck, Director of Professional Development and Education at the Central Jersey Family Health Consortium, says factors that increase one's risks of experiencing a stillbirth include obesity, diabetes, chronic hypertension, poor nutrition, smoking, alcohol, and drug use. But there are risk factors that can't be modified or changed. These include
somebody who's had a past history of a stillbirth, or somebody who is 35 years old or older, or somebody who's younger than 19 years old. Those that are not married, that's an increased stressor. Somebody who has never given birth to a live baby.
And the state's stillbirth awareness campaign aims to educate birthing families about the risks so they know the warning signs and act upon them by reaching out to their doctor, whatever the time of the day or night. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:09 now. New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
A fresh heat advisory goes into effect for almost all of New Jersey starting this morning, going through at least tomorrow evening. The heat index that feels like our apparent temperature may exceed 100 degrees. It's going to be hazy, hot, and humid today with a mix of sun and clouds, highs 90 to 95, 80s at the shore. You may encounter a little fog early on. There is a slight chance of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm this evening. Partly cloudy tonight, only dropping into the 70s. Back to the lower 90s tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of an isolated late-day thunderstorm. New Jersey weather made possible by Drywall Doctor. If you have a hole or water damage in your wall or ceiling, stress cracks or sagging tape seams, you need the Drywall Doctor. No job is too small for their skilled repair crew, and they offer a fast turnaround and craftsmanship guarantee. Log on for a free estimate at drywalldrnj.com.
Right now, Rockaway is 74 degrees. It's 79 in Franklin, Beach Haven, 71. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.